Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Annie Feit. This week on AK, a fashion show. Right now, as you're listening to this, a group of Sitka residents are preparing to walk the runway. But they've traded in the usual fabrics for more eccentric media. Maybe it's a dress that's all zippers, or a suit made out of nautical charts, or a purse composed of bicycle valve stems. In the fashion world, this might be called madness. In Sitka, it's called wearable art. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
Go ahead, it's okay. You can sway back and forth. We know you want to. That's what Jen Lawler is doing right now, ever so slightly, wearing a big black hoop skirt. She makes her way down a long runway that extends off the stage at Harrigan Centennial Hall, and when she gets to the end, she takes two rolls of what looks like receipt tape and puts them on the ground delicately on either side of her. The end of each roll is affixed to her waist, and as she walks back toward the stage, it unfurls, stretching the entire length of the runway behind her, like a bridal train. This is dress rehearsal for Sitka's Wearable Arts show, and Lawler is wearing a piece of art called Stately Dance. It was designed by Connie LaPerriere. She's in the hallway after the rehearsal, gathering up the tape and stuffing it into a bag.
It's recycled paper. I used to work at the post office, so it's what the strips for putting on at the front counter come off of.
You know, it's that glossy backing that you peel stickers from. Once the tape is unfurled, there's no way to restuff it, but...
I have a lot of rolls. I've been saving it for some time. But the thing about it is, that was only one quarter of the roll.
That was only a quarter of the roll?
Right.
And it stretched the whole length of the runway. On the other side of the building, Bill Foster is down on one knee, tying his shoe in the men's dressing room.
I'm the oldest person in the show, I think, today.
How old are you?
74.
Foster's putting on a sailor suit, the kind they wear in the U.S. Navy, except sewn onto the pants and top are nautical signal flags.
Well, I've had the flags. There's 40 nautical flags, but I could only get 13 on the suit.
But,
however, I hope it works out that I have the longest wearable art entry ever to show you the rest of the 40 flags. Yeah, you'll see.
You're not giving away
I
any.
I cannot say much right now because it hadn't worked yet.
When it's his turn to rehearse, Foster makes his way to the wing and then appears suddenly in the arch right at center stage. He fiddles with something. We can't quite see it from the auditorium. And then he begins to back his way down the runway. As he does, signal flags emerge from the top of his shirt and out of his chest, tethered to a hook at the back of the stage. And yes, Bill Foster, age 74, is up there rocking out to In the Navy by the Village People because, as he explained,
one reason I chose it, it's the only disco tune with the word oceanography in it.
As good a reason as any, Foster's signal flag sailor suit and all of the pieces here are called wearable art, and organizers like Jeff Budd are very emphatic about that term.
Don't call it a costume. It's not a costume.
Why?
It's because it's wearable art, and it's art made to... Oh, Ed... How long a pause can I make?
What's the difference?
Can buy a costume. You can get online and you can buy a costume and you can be, what's his name from Kiss? You can be Michael Jackson. You can be anybody you want. But in wearable art, you have to make the outfit. And the person is the canvas. Say it like that. And you're finding some kind of material to put on that person as a canvas. People have taken fish bones and made them so intricate, and then they make it, weave it into the fabric. People have taken Usnier, old man's beard, and found ways to press that and do that. So
Bud says it's not a costume. It's art that is applied to a person. Wearable art is not Sitka's invention. This show is only in its fifth year. Bud gives credit to another Southeast community, Ketchikan, where the show just marked its 27th year. Back at the auditorium... Bill Foster reels in his flags and dances back upstage to make his exit. This is his third show. Last year, he covered himself in vintage Alaska Airlines baggage tags, and the time before that, he wore license plates and marched to Johnny Cash's I've Been Everywhere Man. Why does he do it? Why not? For AK, I'm Ed Ronco in Sitka.